Jacksonville Correctional Center was the site yesterday of a man being released from prison after being sentenced for murdering two people over 30 years ago. A Cook County judge ordered the immediate release of Alstory Simon. He confessed in 1999 to shooting two people to death at a Southside park in Chicago in 1982. Simon had confessed to the crime, but there are serious questions about whether he was coerced into doing so.
I felt wonderful, man. Yeah, I was so happy, man. I was speechless.
Simon was the second person convicted of the crime. The man who had originally been convicted, Anthony Porter, was spared the death penalty and released from custody, even though witnesses say they saw him pull the trigger. And that was the case that led former Governor George Ryan to impose a moratorium on the death penalty in Illinois. Terry Eccles, Simon's attorney, says Simon's own confession was coerced by anti-death penalty advocates who claim Porter was tortured by police.
They needed a poster boy for the anti-death penalty movement.
And after Simon confessed, Porter was released and can't be tried again. Simon says he's missed a lot while he was behind bars, but there's one thing that hurts more than anything.
I miss my family and my mom. She died while I was here.
Simon was serving a 37-year sentence when he was released yesterday.
Getting the cash you need for the things you need just got a little easier at the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. Now you can apply online for your personal loan at fsbtco.com. So when you're thinking about a new car, home improvement project, or boat, just log on to fsbtco.com to apply. We'll get back to you fast with a convenient payment plan and competitive rates. Personal loans from the Farmer State Bank and Trust Company. We're doing business your way. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I want to talk to the Great Pumpkin.
We don't have any pumpkins.
I'm getting ready to go trick-or-treating, and I want to find the Great Pumpkin.
Well, what are you going to be for Halloween?
I'm going to be one of your salesmen, because you always have something for everyone.
And don't forget, we'll bring our samples of flooring right to your home. Now, if you want to be a salesman when you get older, I'm sure I can find a job for you.
Great. Trick-or-treat.
Don't get tricked by anyone else. For first quality carpets, first quality installations, call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made four arrests last night. 24-year-old Trenton Jackson of the 500 block of North Fayette was arrested in the 800 block of North Clay for battery at around 9:15 p.m. Jackson has been released on bond. Three Jacksonville boys, ages 12, 15, and 15, were arrested in the 1800 block of West Morton for criminal damage to property after allegedly shooting out a window at the Dollar General store with a BB gun. The arrest took place at around 9:15 p.m. The boys have been released into the custody of their parents. One person went to the hospital after a two-vehicle accident on East Morton yesterday. Jacksonville police reports indicate it happened in the 2200 block at around 3:30 p.m., 59-year-old Pamela Fowler of Winchester was reportedly turning onto Morton from Eastgate Drive and traveled into the path of a vehicle driven by 19-year-old Jesse Sims of Virginia. Fowler was taken to Passavant Area Hospital, where she is listed in fair condition this morning. She was cited for failure to yield at a stop intersection. Several passengers from both vehicles were not injured, nor was the driver of the second car. Parents are being reminded of several safety tips to make sure their children have a safe Halloween. From 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, children and their chaperones are encouraged to participate in trick-or-treating activities. Jacksonville Deputy Police Chief Tim Shea says drivers need to be aware of their surroundings.
People who are going to be out driving automobiles need to slow down. We all know their kids are going to be out, and they're going to be excited, and it's a big night for them. They're going to be running in and out the sidewalk in the street. So people that operate automobiles need to just drive slowly that night.
South Jacksonville Police Chief Richard Evans notes that children should be wearing clothing that makes them stand out.
It's going to be nighttime. We want to make sure the kids wear some reflective clothes. A reflective vest would be a good thing, and make sure that people see them. Be careful crossing crosswalks. Be extra cautious walking in the street, but stay up on the sidewalk.
Shea adds that setting a trick-or-treating route for kids is also important for Halloween safety.
Our hope is that the kids that go out will be supervised by a parent or an adult. If the kids are a little bit older and want to venture out, make sure they tell mom and dad where they're going to go trick-or-treat, what street they're going to be on, just in case something happens.
And Evans and Shea agree that parents should take the time to check to see if registered sex offenders live in the area.
We recommend them to go to houses where the people have their porch lights on so that, you know, they're welcome there and they'll know that the people are home. It's important for the kids to know, but it's more important for the parents to know when they're accompanying the kids and everything. I think it's very important.
Well, I highly recommend not going to those houses. If somebody's on their street in the neighborhood that it would be on that list, and I would not recommend that.
According to Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan, the state's online registry can show parents where registered sex offenders live in their neighborhoods. The four-county area shows a total of 84 sex offenders, with 44 registered in Morgan, 20 in Greene, 15 in Cass, and 5 in Scott County. With the election just days away, a new poll shows a statistical dead heat in the governor's race between incumbent Democrat Pat Quinn and Republican challenger Bruce Rauner. The new early and often poll taken for the Chicago Sun-Times finds Quinn with 45%, Rauner with 42%. That's a tie given the poll's 3.9% margin of error. Surprisingly, the poll finds the two candidates tied at 45% in southern Illinois. That's part of the state that generally backs Republicans. And judges will be on the ballot, but most people don't know much about them, Jim Anderson reports.
The Illinois State Bar Association is urging voters to go to their website, isba.org, and click on judicial evaluations to see how these candidates rate. Joe Emmerth, chairman of the evaluation committee for candidates outside Cook County, explains the criteria.
The candidates are reviewed for things like legal ability, integrity, impartiality, judicial temperament. You take a look at published opinions that they have, and you read the rulings and see whether they're consistent with the law, whether they're easy to follow or convoluted.
The results are a rating of recommended or not recommended. Supreme Court Justice Lloyd Carmeier, running for retention, is recommended. This is Jim Anderson.
We'll take a look at news notes in a moment. WLDS Time 737.
Don't miss the Main Street Trading Fall Store-Wide Clearance Sale. You'll find up to 70% off the finest quality furniture in the area. Don't be misled. George has had 32 years in the business and will be happy to show you his quality furniture at low, low prices. You'll find living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture. Compare the comfort, compare the prices, and give your budget a break. See the largest selection of furniture in the area and the best prices at Main Street Trading Company, 305 South Main.
Well, in addition to trick-or-treating happening in Jacksonville tonight, a reminder, Trunk or Treat at First Christian Church from 5 to 8 p.m. And that's at 2106 South Main. Lots of candy, food, inflatables, decorated trunks, and much more.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.